On a Monday, it is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Glad you could be here. The legislature created the state's supplier diversity program nearly 40 years ago. The intent was to help level the playing field for minority-owned businesses bidding on state contracts. The law set a goal for state agencies and UW campuses to purchase goods and services from certified minority-owned business enterprises, or MBEs, and they set the bar at 5%. But meeting even that modest level of spending has proven to be difficult through the decades. What questions do you have about the supplier diversity program and how it works? 800-642-1234. Tondra Davis is director of the Wisconsin Supplier Diversity Program. Tondra, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much for having me. Good morning.
Good morning. A small fraction of Wisconsin's businesses are minority owned. What obstacles do women and veterans and people of color in particular face owning businesses here?
Well, some of the biggest obstacles that businesses face are just being able to start their business. Oftentimes, if you look with women, with minorities, they don't necessarily have the capital up front. So a lot of them are, you know, using credit cards or, you know, relying upon their family's income because they're unable to get bank loans because of their statuses. So even starting the business proves to be a challenge. And I mean, most people who are in business would know that, you know, starting a business, if you start with not enough capital, it's really hard to sustain it because, you know, those first years of business are some of the more difficult ones, and challenges will be constantly thrown your way that need capital thrown at them.
Well, starting a business is one thing. Getting your customers and securing contracts is another big thing, because that is what's going to keep the dollars flowing in the door to keep your business going. What obstacles do you see there?
You know, I can speak from the state mostly, but just in general first. You know, some people, you know, if you think about it, businesses, they have long established clientele that they work with. They have long established businesses that they go to for their supplies, for their products. And so when you introduce a minority or a woman into the picture, you know, oftentimes, and this is certainly what we face in the state, you know, agencies, campuses, you know, they've had these long-standing relationships that have worked, and they would just prefer to use those rather than embark on a new business.
Because business is about relationships, and if you have keep going back to that same supplier or that same company that does business with you, there's a relationship there. You know what to expect, and there is some risk venturing out to a new person or company that can do that job. How do you try to reduce that risk and get companies to, you know, to venture out?
Well, I guess the state, you know, enacted the 5%, because I don't think if we had that, we would really have much of a leg on the stand to get our agencies and campuses to reach out, not all of them anyways, I shouldn't say that about all of them. But, and so having that 5% state purchasing goal with the state of Wisconsin for our minority businesses and the 1% for our service disabled veteran businesses that are certified, that certainly encourages agencies who are a little reluctant to reach out to seek out some of our diverse suppliers.
How does that goal work? Can you take us into the inner workings of like a contract, any contract, to find out how a minority-owned business might be able to get a leg up in winning that contract?
So the state, it all works around how the state purchases. So there are quite a few options for the state to purchase. One, they can use best judgment And as you said before, it's all about relationship there. Under $5,000, our agencies and campuses can simply pick whomever they like and contract with them. It is not, it's more of a purchase. I wouldn't say necessarily a contract. So under $5,000. But when you go $5,000 to $10,000, that is what we call a simplified bid. And so the agencies and campuses are asked to get bids from at least three suppliers. And from that, they can choose the lowest one. So again, for you to be in that three, the relationship needs to be there for them to even choose that diverse supplier. But then when you get over $50,000, that's what most people are familiar with the state. And that is the formal bid process. State tends to buy on low bid in most cases. And so when our diverse suppliers, specifically the minority owned and service disabled veteran owned, when they apply or when they bid on a project, if they are within 5% of the lowest bid, they're able to still get that contract. And so just to paint a picture of how that looks, if the lowest bid was $100 in any normal contract, the state would just choose the $100 low bid. However, if you are a service disabled veteran or minority owned business that has been certified, they will accept your bid and choose you up to $105. So there's a preference given to help our diverse suppliers.
Thank you for setting out that scenario, because I think that helps it helps in our minds understand how that program works. I want to bring in a voice here. We talked with State Senator LaTanya Johnson of Milwaukee about minority-owned businesses on our program one week ago, and she said she wants a bigger commitment to these businesses at the state level.
Minority-owned businesses should be entitled to state business, but it's a 5% goal. It's not a requirement. And the only reason we can't make it a requirement is because my Republican colleagues will not allow that to happen.
Tundra, is the goal in not having a requirement, is that holding back your program?
I think it certainly affects our bottom line spend. If you look at our state statutes, it says that the agencies and campuses that they shall attempt to ensure. Well, that is really not enforceable at all. It is, that's why we call it goal, right? Mm-hmm. So how could you disprove that someone attempted to ensure? And then there are no, I'm going to use the word penalty, but that may be a little strong, but there are no consequences. If a state agency does not meet the goal, there are no consequences. But if you look at the statutes and how it all aligns, though, it does not say that each individual agency has to meet the 5%. It says that overall the state's purchasing goal is 5%. And so as a way of reaching that, we have kind of assigned for each agency, for each campus to get 5%. I don't know if you're aware, but last year we did meet our goal for our minority owned business spend. We did reach 5% with them. So we're very happy about that. That hadn't happened in 6 years. And so so that was a great achievement.
We're talking with Tundra Davis, who leads the Wisconsin Supplier Diversity Program. We're discussing the work of this program now and over the decades with your thoughts on state contracts, 800-642-1234. Tundra, how does a business go about getting certified through you? Because you did mention that, you have to be certified through the Supplier Diversity Program.
Yes, we have, I think, a very easy process. It's entirely online. If you go to supplierdiversity.wi.gov, you'll see the process there of how to register your business first, and then you just log into our system, fill out an application, which would take 5 to 10 minutes. For each of our certification types, we have a document checklist. And I recommend actually that you go to that document checklist, gather all those documents, because once you get in there and you fill out the application, then you'll be able to add all of your documents and you'll have a submitted application that you can give to us. Typically, we say less than 30 days. We will, you know, communicate with you about your application. But lately we've been running, we've streamlined some processes and we've been able to get back to our business owners within 10 business days.
What are your trend lines on the number of businesses you're certifying through the program? More or less, what impact do you see in the pandemic?
So we have a couple things going on at the same time. The pandemic happened as well as we streamline our processes. So it's difficult to say.
So it's not apples to apples.
Yeah, I can't do apples to apples, but we are trending up. So I've been in my role a little over 2 years, and we at that point were trending down. We had under 1,200 certifications. And today, I would say we're approaching 1,400. So we've been able to, and much of that is because of the streamlined processes and then really working with our businesses to make sure that they stay certified with us.
What do you think happened last year? What was different that enabled you to meet the goal last year?
There are a lot of things. I think it's all about relationships. You may not be familiar with Executive Order 69. When I started my job, Governor Evers put that executive order out right away. And in hiring me, they said, reimagine the position. And so that's just what we did. The executive order says, you know, build new relationships, find new ways to contract. And those are some of the things we've done. So we have a really great relationship with the purchasers in our state for the state. So we have a relationship there with each of the factors that go into building our diverse spend. We've developed a good relationship and set expectations. I'm of the mind, and what I've always learned is that what gets done is what gets noticed. And so we found ways to make sure that that number is not hidden somewhere and no one sees it. We try to put it out there so that the appropriate people who are in power can see the number and help make the goal happen.
We're discussing the past and future of the state's Supplier Diversity Program with its director. Tondra Davis is here. How can the program better serve the state's marginalized communities? Are you part of the program? What difference has it made for you? Are you a minority-owned business that has had difficulty winning or meeting the specs of state contracts? 800-642-1234. Back in a minute for more State Cap with Tondra Davis here on the Ideas Network. It is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kedar Chirkent. We're in conversation with Tondra Davis, who leads the Wisconsin Supplier Diversity Program. Last year, it was the fifth time in the program's history that it achieved the 5% diverse state spending goal. The program was launched nearly four decades ago. How could state procurement and contract processes be improved, be more inclusive? Has your minority-owned business been shut out of bids before? What happened? Still time to talk. 800-642-1234. Tondra Davis with us for about nine more minutes. Let's bring on a caller. Scott is joining us from Southern Wisconsin. Hi, Scott. Go ahead.
I have a quick question, just clarification. Just from like a taxpayer side, is it fair to the taxpayer to be paying, you know, a 5% over bid cost in order for the goods or services that the state is looking to acquire?
Scott, thank you. Tondra, go ahead.
Well, I think if you think about the long history of our businesses, our minority-owned businesses, our service-disabled veteran-owned businesses, the long history of them not being able to participate and be a part of the state purchasing because they were shut out. I think this is definitely an equitable and a just thing to do. And then also, when businesses thrive, and especially minority-owned businesses, if you have them thrive in this economic system that we have, you will find that there are less state resources that need to be used in other areas. So I don't think it hurts the state's bottom line. And in fact, I think it helps the economy of Wisconsin.
Tundra, how do you feel lawmakers feel about the state of the supplier diversity program? What do you hear from lawmakers?
Well, my position is certainly very shielded politically. The Black Caucus, I would say, is really the only are the only lawmakers who have approached me at all. They are super excited, of course, that we made our goal. They certainly believe that they would love to have the program be a little more resourced so that we could do even more to help our diverse suppliers in the state of Wisconsin.
So if you were more resourced, as you say, what would help? Where would you put the funds? What would you do?
That I think that's a great question. If we were more resourced, one thing that we could do better is certainly be a resource to our businesses. Right now, we just authorize or authenticate that our businesses are minority-owned, woman-owned, or service-disabled, veteran-owned. We're not able to help them with resources to help build their capacity so that they can get increasingly larger state contracts and grow their businesses. So that's one area we would certainly be looking at. And then also, I think we would look into bid matching. So looking at the bids that the state has and then reaching out to those diverse suppliers who might be eligible and interested in bidding.
Oh, because the business, they might not see every opportunity that there is to bid on. And basically, you would have some expertise on the certified businesses that you're helping in the program to be able to match them to some that they might have a really great shot at.
That is correct.
So, you know, some businesses are owned by people who are at a disadvantage in multiple ways. For instance, a woman who is also Black. How does that intersectionality factor into your work?
So how it affects our work is that we are able to certify, if you qualify for all three of our certifications, we're able to certify you in all three areas. So if, in your example, that Black woman could apply to be a minority-owned business as well as a woman-owned business.
I see. Ken from Madison called, couldn't stay with us. Ken remembers a program from years ago related to highway and bridge building that had a 15% goal for diverse contractors. Does that program still exist? And Ken asks, is it different than this? And do you know anything about it?
So I'd imagine the program he is speaking of is through the federal Department of Transportation. However, in each state, they have a, they hold the program. I don't quite know how to say that. Mm-hmm. And so here with the state, it's housed within the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. And it's disadvantaged business enterprise. So those certified as DBE, as they have the different projects, they set different goals. And so, again, that is a federal program. So that's why the goals and the way in which they run the program are different. I work with the program chief often as we seek to market and recruit more suppliers into each of our programs.
Do you find as you work in those relationships, do you have more interest now or more buy-in, if you will, in order to get, you know, make these contracts happen?
I'm sorry. I think I'm unclear in your question.
Well,
we certainly get.
As you work with state agencies, you know, through your program, are agencies more receptive to the work you're doing now than they have been in the past?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Again, we go back to relationship building. I think in the past, if they didn't meet the goal, it was seen as, you know, they don't want to support diversity, that they are closed-minded. In building our relationships now, we really try to work with the agencies, support them in helping them to meet their goal and looking at their spend and seeing, you know, where their challenges are. And so we take a more of a supportive role rather than a finger pointing role.
Last fall, Governor Evers created two new competitive grant programs totaling $75 million called the Diverse Business Assistance Grant Program. And I want to get your thoughts on this. And here's what he said.
Right now, we have the opportunity to build the sort of future we want for our state. So one that is equitable, just, and works for everyone.
So how does the state ensure diversity in business ownership across Wisconsin? Because you have to have that ownership in order to get the contracts.
So I will say, Katie, I don't work very closely with those grant programs.
Mm-hmm.
My thoughts would be when you set a grant, you definitely have to have parameters. And so they want to help those established businesses. Many of these grants began as a result of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And so I think, you know, when you think bounce back, they're trying to help the businesses that have been affected by the pandemic, helping them to bounce back. So I would imagine that is the big reason why they're choosing to work with established businesses.
In our last moments together, what are your priorities for 2022 and in the Supplier Diversity Program? Where is it headed?
You know, I think we certainly have a bright, bright future. I am very excited to continue to work with our campuses and work with our agencies on helping them. And we hope to continue meeting our goal to continue increasing the amount of spend that we have with our diverse suppliers. And one thing we'd like to do, again, our resources are limited, but we're really hoping to work with our state agencies to find out what are the larger items they are purchasing and be able to, although we're not able to bid match, but at least help those new suppliers that come into our program have a leg up on where they could go with their product or service to figure out which agencies might be buying them and help them develop that relationship.
Tundra, thank you for joining us.
It has been my pleasure. Thank you.
Tundra Davis leads the Wisconsin Supplier Diversity Program. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is the State Capitol Report on The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.